Animal House, where Alex tells us funny news stories involving animals on the Joe and Alex Show.
There was a big race in England. Did you hear about it?
I did not. What happened?
It was a snail race. And after the trumpet went off, the snail race announcer yelled, "Ready, steady, slow!" And the crowd cheered. But the competitors remained stuck at the starting line. Welcome to the world, my friends, of snail racing. It was the snail racing championship in England. More than 150 snails took part in the annual event, where a silver tankard stuffed with lettuce leaves was the prize.
Okay. That sounds like a good one to me.
The snails are placed on a special damp cloth marked with three concentric circles, and the creatures race 13 inches to the outer ring.
How long does this race take?
I'm not sure how long it takes, but they take it seriously. Snail racer John McLean talked about how seriously they take snail racing.
"We take this seriously. We've got training slopes. We look at diet. We are drug compliant as well. It is the whole thing when you look at elite sports."
Wait, drug compliant? What do they have to be drug compliant for?
They're drug testing the snails, I guess. They've got them on a diet. He said they take it seriously.
Okay.
The competition has been held since the 1960s with each race. Oh, here we go. Here we go, Joe. Each race lasts several minutes. Competitors are able to select a snail from the organizer's stash, or they can bring their own. So you're probably wondering who won. Well, it was a snail that Joe Waterfield from a nearby village found among her plants.
"I pulled him out this morning and told him if he didn't win, I would squash him."
Damn, well, I guess that's the motivation then. Okay.
All right, here's another story. An Egyptian zoo is insisting it did not paint a pair of donkeys to look like zebras.
People are saying that they painted these...
Yeah.
No way.
Cairo's International Garden Park became a target of ridicule after an Egyptian student posted images on Facebook of the suspicious beast. The student said that the zoo's two donkeys were obviously painted zebras, and one of the zookeepers even admitted it.
"The first time we used paint, but it didn't look good."
However, the zoo director told a local radio station that his zebras are real. Now, this is the zoo director. He's the boss, so he's denying anything. He's totally dismissing claims that they're just painted donkeys. But this is not the first time that a zoo has painted donkeys to look like zebras. In 2009, a zoo in Gaza did the same thing, saying that it could not procure real zebras due to an Israeli blockade. And then in 2013, a Chinese zoo was criticized for trying to pass off a large dog as a lion.
People fall for this stuff.
One unhappy visitor, he did not fall for it. This is what he said.
"The zoo is absolutely trying to cheat us. They are trying to disguise dogs as lions."
In case you didn't know, zebras and donkeys, despite both bearing a resemblance to horses, are obviously different species. Yeah. That's my Animal House.
All right, thank you so much. That is... Shut up, donkey! That's Alex's Animal House here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9.